Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, is making good on its promise to go after people swapping copyrighted songs on the internet. Officials at two universities announced this week that they had been served with subpoenas seeking the names of students suspected of illegally sharing files. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
DePaul and Loyola Universities in Chicago both confirmed that they were asked for the names of students whose computers were connected to a file swapping service. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the schools are obligated to turn over the names. Bud Jones of Loyola University says some students need to learn a lesson about sharing copyrighted music.
Loyola feels very strongly about people who are alleged to be doing something illegal, and most of our students seem to get it, but apparently a couple haven't.
Last month, the Recording Industry Association of America, which represents the major labels, announced it would start bringing civil suits against individual file swappers. Sheldon Steinbach, an attorney with the American Council on Education, which represents colleges and universities around the country, says civil suits against students will send two strong messages.
Warning students that they could be next, and also giving the institution another opportunity to warn students that they're violating their own student code of conduct by misusing these university facilities.
But privacy watchdogs have reservations about the RIAA looking into people's computers. Mark Rotenberg is executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
This is a situation where you have private parties going through university systems, through computer systems, pulling emails of students, looking at hard disks, sometimes making mistakes.
In fact, earlier this year, the RIAA accused a Penn State University professor of swapping music files of a famous singer. It turned out that Professor Usher was trading files with his own name, not that of R&B artist Usher. The RIAA is also sending subpoenas to internet service providers such as Verizon and Earthlink, asking for names. Some lawmakers want to make penalties against file swappers even stiffer. Representatives John Conyers and Howard Berman held hearings before a congressional subcommittee yesterday on proposed legislation that would turn substantial file swapping on publicly accessible networks into a felony. Berman, a California Democrat, says Congress has to send a message.
A couple of highly visible prosecutions of massive distributors of infringing works will deter a tremendous amount of this.
But Loyola University's Bud Jones thinks the idea of hauling anyone away in handcuffs for file swapping is going too far.
That seems such an extreme response to a situation that probably is going to be able to be cleared up when I think the people who are doing this realize that the RIAA is taking this seriously.
Among students this week on Loyola University campus, the announcement of the subpoenas and the proposed legislation received a resounding ho-hum.
I always hear this, and I just think it's the people who are downloading all the time. A song now and then. So what I have heard hasn't really scared me off that much.
I mean, I see both sides. I mean, in order for the musicians to make money, it has to be enforced. However, I mean, I don't see how you're going to catch every single person on the internet.
But according to the internet tracking firm Nielsen Net Ratings, the number of users on two popular file swapping sites went down by 15% in the week after the RIAA announced it would begin prosecuting individuals. Laura Seidel, NPR News.